time he walked with Frank and his wife to the church doors, but as soon as they entered into the door, into the church, Bob bolted and ran back to the ship. But later that evening, the Lord was working on his heart, and his desire for peace was just overwhelming him, and he returned to the church and slipped in the back. He said the hymns were attractive, but as the sermon developed, he almost exploded in anger. And after it was over, he tried to slip out. Frank caught him, but Bob said, in a fit of rage, said, "I will never come back, for you betrayed me." And Frank said, "How could that be?" And Bob explained that they had told the preacher all about his drinking and gambling and wickedness. And Frank assured Bob that nothing had been sent to the preacher, but that was the Holy Spirit bringing conviction. And still, Bob determined never to return, but he did. Evening after evening, he came back. He was drawn to that preaching. One night, he was slipping out. The preacher stopped him, and Bob said he was under conviction. God was really working on his heart, but he just was afraid. He couldn't respond. He couldn't go forward. And the preacher said, "Why don't we come in and talk?" And so the pastor took him back to his study to talk to him. And he also invited Tim, remember the young man that had been with him, was with him in the Navy? He invited Tim to come back with him as they talked. And as the pastor dealt with Bob, Tim also realized that he had never been saved. He was a good man, but he'd never been saved. And that night, a good man and a bad man got saved and accepted Christ as their Savior. Bob Jordan was so excited when he got back to the ship. It was 4:30 in the morning. He woke all his men up, all 72 men up, and told them that he'd been saved. And I'm sure they were excited about that. The next Sunday, the pastor, and this is interesting, and this is kind of a picture of how God would use Robert Jordan. The pastor asked Bob to give his testimony at the rescue mission. This is a few days after he was saved, and just asked him to tell his testimony and how God had saved him. 16 people were saved after that testimony. 4 of those people went to Bible college and became preachers. And God really used his testimony even immediately. That night, he met his wife Margie for the first time. In a year and so, they would be married. God would bless them with 5 children. He named his oldest, Tim, after the sailor who had actually pointed him to Christ. And he completed college. Robert Jordan, who they called Chief, even as pastor, he was known as Chief. That name followed him the rest of his life. He pastored in Lansdale, Pennsylvania for 50 years and started over 100 churches out of that church. God richly used him. He founded Calvary Baptist Seminary, and I think that John told me that his pastor went to that seminary, or Dr. Jordan was his pastor. He died in November of 2009. We didn't spend a lot of time on his ministry, but just about his testimony, because really a really interesting and fun thing to hear how God worked in his life. But what I learned from this was God's mercy and grace is sufficient for all of our needs. And we all have had or have impossible family members or very rough people around us, maybe, that we think there's no way that they would be saved. And yet, this encourages me. This story, this testimony gives me the courage to talk to those friends and relatives who I do think are impossible, because God, you know, only God can change a heart, but God can change hearts. And Dr. George's testimony is really an amazing testimony. I'll tell a quick story. I know John, he was rough, very rough man, you know, even after he was saved. And he was over the side of the ship. I don't know if they were repairing the ship. They were hanging on ropes with another sailor. And he witnessed to everybody. And they were either washing the ship or working on the ship. And he turned to the man next to him and said, you know, start witnessing to him. He said, "Where are you going to go when you die?" And this man just got mad and said, "I'm not afraid of fire. If I go to hell, I'm not afraid of fire." And, of course, they're working there with their shirts off, and this guy's a real hairy guy. And Jordan took his lighter out and lit the man on fire, lit his hair on fire. And, you know, the man, he's beating the flames out and saying, you know, what? And that man got saved. He insisted he was not afraid of fire. But that's the kind of character this man was, and God richly used him through his ministry. But I want to thank the Lord today for Robert Jordan. All right, men, if you'll come. We'll take our offer.